Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor, 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Monday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, or Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and of course, always streaming live on YouTube. I'll tell you, that's the first time I had a little slip up. That's one. I got to throw a quarter into the jar. I'll get the jar back out. I'll throw a quarter back in. As now we're on Sirius XM, Channel 375. We'll take you all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time. Mark Schlereth is going to stop by at 4:20 p.m. Eastern, 1:20 p.m. Pacific. I got Samter here today. I got Stu here. And away we go as we have our Super Bowl 59 set between the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, they are there again, going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. And we have a rematch of a Super Bowl from 2 years ago. We will get all into the Kansas City Chiefs. We will get all into the Philadelphia Eagles. We will get all into the Washington Commanders. But we lead the show, and I told you this going into the weekend, that 99.9% of the time, coming off a big football weekend, when we get into the studio on a Monday, we are talking about either a head coach or we are talking about a quarterback. And today we're going to talk about the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, and that's Sean McDermott. Now, let me say this. And I felt this way immediately when the game ended. I also felt this way last year. I remember doing a show last year when the Bills once again lost by a razor-thin margin to the best team in football in the Kansas City Chiefs. And I remember getting on the radio and I remember saying, if the Bills want to win a Super Bowl, it's time to get rid of Sean McDermott. Now, Sean McDermott is a good coach. Sean McDermott's also reached his apex with the Buffalo Bills. And the analogy I used last year is when you're rebuilding a house, which Sean McDermott did, right? Before he got there, the Buffalo Bills were not in the postseason for 17 seasons. He gets in there right away with Tyrod Taylor, of all people. He takes them to the postseason. It was one of the more forgettable games in postseason history, as you had a low-scoring wild-card weekend affair between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Buffalo Bills. I think it was Blake Bortles was still the quarterback at the time for the Jaguars. Blake Bortles and Tyrod Taylor. Then after that, they go 6-10. And since then, the Buffalo Bills have been a habitual AFC East champion, a double-digit win team, and they've been one of the best teams in football. So Sean McDermott gets credit for being one of the biggest pieces in building up that Bills culture. But sometimes when you're rebuilding a house, the guy that puts the fixture down, the guy that puts the flooring down, puts the windows in, right, carves out the bedrooms in the house, the toilets, the laundry machine, all of that, sometimes you need somebody else to put the roof on top of a home. And that's where the Bills are at right now. They need somebody else to put the roof on top of their home. And I fully say this knowing there is a 0% chance the Bills are going to fire Sean McDermott today, tomorrow, or a few weeks from now. They won't do it. Because even though the Pegula family is our newer owners, they are afraid of what life is like without Sean McDermott. They are. Just like how the Eagles were afraid of what life was going to be like with Andy Reid. I know Andy Reid has gone on to become one of the greatest coaches of all time. But did the Eagles win a Super Bowl with Doug Peterson? Yes, they did. And last year, my take was this. And I threw out a bunch of people. I said, if the Buffalo Bills want to win a Super Bowl, they got to go hire either Bill Belichick, Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll, right? Those are the names that I threw out there. And I even said Mike Vrabel. But you look at those names that are remaining. Well, Pete Carroll's with the Raiders. Jim Harbaugh's with the Chargers. Mike Vrabel's with the New England Patriots. And Bill Belichick is with the UNC Tar Heels. To me, that is still bizarre. That is still funky. And when you say it, Bill Belichick, the head coach of the UNC Tar Heels, there's like an alarm that goes off in my brain. And it just says, Zach, that doesn't sound right. It doesn't. So both things can be true in terms of Sean McDermott is a good coach. Sean McDermott has also reached his apex with the Buffalo Bills. And if the Bills want to capitalize here in Josh Allen's prime, when the Super Bowl window is still open, I think they need to make a change at the head coaching position. And I didn't think that was going to be my take. Like, I was going through it yesterday before the game. If the Bills lose, you know, who are we probably going to be talking about? And I said either McDermott or Allen. But the moment that game ended, and knowing the way that we know the lay of the land in the coaching world, and I know Mike Lombardi could sit up there and he could say, hey, Bill doesn't want to go to the NFL. We laugh at the NFL. We say bleep the NFL right now. That's just what you're telling yourself to make yourself feel better about yourselves. And I know Bills fans probably want no part of Bill Belichick, right? Because of what he did with the Patriots. But don't you want to win? And I've seen Bill Belichick, even though, right, Mahomes still got his, have really good game plans up against Mahomes where they have contained him for at least a half and they have gone on to defeat Patrick Mahomes in the regular season and obviously in the postseason. And I know it's $10 million to get Bill out now, and maybe Bill will say he's not interested until next year, but I can't do this again. Like, I'm not even a fan of the Bills nor the Chiefs, right? Like, we know players on both sides. We know coaches on both sides. But I'm watching that yesterday, and I'm the idiot. Like, I took the bait. I said it last year. Until someone takes out the Kansas City Chiefs, I won't pick against them. And I can tell you this now, even though I just said that. And usually my word is good 9.9 times out of 10. Right? I picked the Bills the other day. And I was confident about it. I was also confident about Matt Collins getting the end zone for plus 600. That was a nice little winner yesterday. But I also had the Bills on the money line. I had the Bills plus the 2 points. I thought the Bills were going to win. I thought this was Josh Allen's time. And you go through the entirety of the game. There were coaching mistakes. The Chiefs were better coached. You know, Joe Brady didn't think have his finest game. How many times you got to run that tush push, right? Like, and not run it correctly. There's just moments in the game where I go, it feels like that should be it for Sean McDermott. And he's not a bad coach. He's not. But you have been really, really close. But yet so far. And in the moment yesterday when I'm sitting on my couch and I'm watching that game end between the Chiefs and the Bills, where I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. Right? The Chiefs are doing it again and the Bills are doing it again. And that's not the right way that you want to hear the Bills doing it again. Because you wanted to see the Bills get to the Super Bowl. I think most of America yesterday wanted to see the Bills get to the Super Bowl. And I could sit here and tell you I'm not going to pick against Kansas City in 2 weeks, but I probably will pick the Eagles. I think the Eagles are the better overall team. But here's something that I know. Mahomes, Andy Reid, Spags, they're going to bring their best. And you have to knock them out to take them down. Because look at what we've seen so far. We've seen the Niners be up by double digits twice in the Super Bowl, 0-2 against Kansas City. We've seen the Bills have four opportunities in the postseason up against Kansas City, 0-4. We've seen a Lamar Jackson back-to-back years, right? Last year, not get the job done in the AFC Championship game when the Chiefs' offense wasn't all that good. And this year, couldn't even get to the Ravens because of the Mark Andrews drop. Couldn't even get to the rematch. And we're looking around the Eagles, you know, and we'll do more on this later. But the Eagles lost already a Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs. If they lose two, what hope do we have left? What hope do we have left? Because only three teams have defeated Mahomes in the postseason. He's 17-3 in the postseason. Two of those teams are quarterbacked by Tom Brady. One of them was coached by Bill Belichick. Right? Tampa Bay, New England, both got a postseason victory up against Mahomes. The Bengals with Joe Burrow got a postseason victory up against Mahomes. So if the Eagles can't get it done 2 weeks from now, we are hopeless as NFL fans. We are really hopeless. But I get back to the Buffalo Bills. And I don't want to sit here and say into the microphone that Sean McDermott has to go. But someone has to be held accountable here. And even though he's a good coach, they constantly get beat. And I know it's an all-time great duo, right, in Reed and Mahomes, but they constantly get beat by them. And you can't tell me that Josh Allen played a bad game yesterday. He didn't. So I look at Sean McDermott, when your alternative is Bill Belichick, why not? And if you're a Bills fan that's going to sit there and go, oh, I can't stomach it. You know, he used to beat us like a drum for years. Well, don't you want to win? So even if Bill says no, you got to get on your hands and knees and beg. Beg. Please, Bill. We'll let you bring Lombardi. We'll let you bring your 24-year-old girlfriend. We'll let you do whatever you want. But you got to be one of us. We want you to coach this team. And that team's really close. And Brady's no longer in the league, right? Burrow can't make the postseason anymore. You know, I'm sure he'll be back soon. But he didn't make it the last 2 years, and he was hurt one of them. So it's like you look at the teams that have been able to defeat Mahomes when it matters. It's slim pickings, but Brady's not even in the league anymore. So I look back at that game yesterday, and that's my biggest take. That's my take after the game. Is that Sean McDermott, and I don't anticipate the Bills to do this, but Sean McDermott's got to go. He's got to go. Just the case, if you could get Bill Belichick. And if you can't get Bill Belichick, then you keep Sean McDermott. And don't tell me, oh, you can't get rid of, you can't talk to Bill before you get rid of McDermott. It's not great, but you can. You got to at least kick those tires with Bill and at least see if he'll respond to you. Now, looking back at some specifics that I jotted down during the game, I thought CBS did a terrible job at the production of the AFC Championship game. You know, they're saying there's a flag at the end when there's not. You look at that Kincaid drop. They eventually showed the replay. But in that moment, and I don't know about you, Stu, when Allen's getting rushed and he has to throw that ball fading away, I'm like, okay, the ball just came up short. Kincaid made a valiant effort diving for the football, and he really never had a chance to catch it. Like, that's what I thought just watching it in the moment. And they showed a replay, but they didn't zoom in and show you how close the catch actually was by Dalton Kincaid of potentially being made. Like, until minutes later is when they eventually showed how close it was. I thought it was a bad job by CBS. Did you kind of get the same read on that as I did in the moment?
I did, and like you said, it was minutes. To me, it felt like 10 minutes later. It was a while later. It wasn't just like a minute or two. It was a while later. And then also the flag late in the game where, you know, Nance thought there was a flag.
Yeah.
The graphic came up that there was a flag, but there was never a flag.
Yeah, so it was just bizarre. But if we're going to get on Mark Andrews was an easier catch last week, don't get me wrong. But if we're going to get on Mark Andrews, you got to get on Dalton Kincaid. And that's why it's like when you just attack a quarterback, and I said it last week, I'm not blaming Lamar. This week, I'm not blaming Josh. He made the throw against all odds. He made the stinking throw. And when you've been Superman all year, somebody got to take the cape for a moment. And Dalton Kincaid couldn't do it. So that was one thing that I realized in the game. Also, since you brought it up and you said like 10 minutes later, Isn't it weird how once that play did fall incomplete, and I know he's a buddy of mine, but you take a glance at Deion Dawkins and Chris Jones right afterwards, like they're taking off their helmets and they're shaking hands as the game is over. And I'm sure Buffalo right on that sideline, you're not expecting to get the ball back. But if you're going to keep this head coach, he's a defensive-minded head coach. I know it's Patrick Mahomes, but make a stop. And it's 3rd and 9, and you let Samaje Perine be wide open? Now, you get the ball back with under a minute left. They make the kick. You know, it's a 6-point game. You still got to march down the field, and you got to get a touchdown, and you got no timeouts left. But you can't make that stop? And you let Samaje Perine beat you? So I thought it was weird how on Twitter and also on the sideline, how everyone thought the game was over even when there was time left. So those are two things that stood out to me. Also what stood out to me, what the heck are the Bills doing? You know the best, Stu, let me ask you this. Who was the best player for the Buffalo Bills yesterday in your opinion?
I would say James Cook.
You're 100% right. As much as I love Josh Allen, James Cook was the best player in that game for the Buffalo Bills. What are they doing? You know, Ray Davis, Ty Johnson, and Nance and Romo, like, oh, they think he's the best third down back. I don't care. Have a feel for the game. James Cook was doing whatever he wanted. He was gashing that Chiefs defense. And they were taking him out, putting him on the sideline. I thought he was hurt. You know, even on the last try, first down, he's on the field, and he pops back out there for a second down. It made no sense. He didn't touch the ball on that final drive. So even if you tell me Josh Allen was the best player for the Bills, and I would disagree with that yesterday. I thought it was James Cook. But even if you say Josh Allen, how does James Cook, your second best player then, not touch the ball? That made no sense to me as well. Now, let's get to the officials. And also, one more criticism of McDermott. I said this in the moment. And you know me, when it comes to coaching decisions, it's what I say in the moment. I don't second guess it when it comes to coaches. It's what I feel in the moment if I'm going to criticize a decision. I don't know about you, Stu. I thought he was chasing points. I get you get the penalty. You just scored that Matt Collins touchdown right before the end of half. I know there's a penalty. It moves you up a yard. I don't like going for two there. Don't ruin momentum. And then he was still chasing for that 2-point conversion because he didn't get it later on in the game. The second one, I could at least get him a little bit more fine with it. But I thought in both times, you should have just kicked the extra point. And every point matters up against the Kansas City Chiefs. And who knows what would have happened? Who knows what would have happened? If I know they ended up losing by 3, and you could dictate the game a certain way, and it could change other ways after that if they had 2 more points in their pocket. I don't know. But I thought the decisions of the moment, especially the first one by McDermott, I did not like, especially with the momentum and everything that had happened. But either way, let's get to the referee. I don't know how they call that Xavier Worthy play a catch. I thought the ball clearly hit the ground. But if you go on that 4th and 1, it should have never even have been a 4th and 1. It either should have been 4th and an inch or it should have been 1st down. Because on the play prior, it looked like the tight end for Buffalo got the 1st down. But anyway, you go to the 4th down play. At first, I thought it was close. At first, I thought he didn't get it. But when they show the replay, I think that's called a 1st down any other Sunday. So I don't think that's the reason why the Bills lost. I'm not blaming the officials. You know, I was more irate with the officials last week with Texans and Chiefs. I'm not blaming the officials for why the Buffalo Bills lost. But in that case, and hey, no lead is safe up against Mahomes. But Stu, the Bills are driving there. It's 22-21. They're up in the game. When they're moving that ball, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, all right, it won't be over. But they're really going to take firm control of this game. And it's just unfortunate. On some people could watch it and say, hey, that's a first. Some people could say, hey, that's not a first. And I know you go with what's on the field. One official had it as a first. The other official didn't, but they said it was short. So I don't know who wins that argument. And then after you review it, I know by the rule, you have to have conclusive evidence, right? It has to be conclusive. But how many times you see something that's called, you don't have conclusive evidence, and they go, oh, it's a 1st down. But the overhead angle, it looked like it was a 1st down to me. I thought he got it. Now, still, even with all that, the Bills had the ball late. The Bills could have taken a lead or tied up the game. No, taken a lead. And they came up short. They came up short. You get Mahomes to a field goal. You're getting the ball back. You have a chance to go win the game. Now, even if you score with that much time left, who knows? If you get a field goal, goes to overtime. I don't know how that game plays out. But with every other thing you want to chalk it up to, you had the ball late, and Dalton Kincaid's got to catch it. But I did not think, like, my prevailing thought from that game, it's three things. One, I think you got to go get Belichick over and get rid of McDermott. Two, Dalton Kincaid's got to bail out his quarterback there, or excuse me, help out his quarterback. Because the quarterback made a heck of a throw. And then number three, I don't get how anyone could ever believe that the Bills are actually going to beat the Chiefs again. You know, it's now four times. The last 2 years, I thought they were going to get the job done. And I'm the dummy today with egg on my face. So congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Not heartbreak for the Commanders, but heartbreak today for the Buffalo Bills. Adam and Tom, I'll get to you on the other side. You get on my phone lines as well. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. We're off and running. We'll talk Bills and Eagles Bills and Chiefs throughout the day. Also, we'll touch on Commanders and Eagles as well, as we got our Super Bowl matchup set, as we'll see the Eagles and the Chiefs once again, this time just happening in New Orleans.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores. Or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All righty, Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. Mark Schlereth is going to join us coming up 55 minutes from now. We'll recap conference championship weekend with him. Eagles, Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl, and the Commanders and Bills do fall yesterday. Stu, fade out the music for me, because I have to have a moment of silence. And I know moment of silences aren't really good for the radio because you don't want dead air, but we're going to have a quick second or two moment of silence for the Buffalo Bills. Thank you. And the reason why we have that moment of silence at 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227, is because it's a funeral today for the Buffalo Bills. And we welcome in the biggest Bills fan we know that listens to this show. That is Adam in Toronto. Adam, I hate to do you like that, but my condolences.
Oh, Zach, you know, I'm used to it by now, man. You know, after the 13-second game, I'm pretty sure I'm numb to everything now. But look, man, I'm so sick of calling this show every year and having the exact same reaction, man. And you're 100% right. They have reached their apex with Sean McDermott. They reached their apex with Sean McDermott probably after the 13-second game. I pretty much realized that this guy can't take us to a Super Bowl. I mean, has anyone found James Cook yet? Is there a missing poster, or can someone call the missing person hotline to make sure he's okay? Because what the heck are we doing? You're right. He was the best player last night, not Josh Allen. Josh played well, but James Cook was the best player.
And that's the thing, Adam. If you're a head coach, I get it. He's not an offensive guy. but you still control the rest of the team. How don't you go over or talk to Joe Brady in that moment or the running backs coach, whoever does the rotations, and go, guys, you know, we got to get the ball to James Cook, or at least bare minimum, we need James Cook on the damn field. Because how McDermott didn't do that, and I get it, he's a defensive-minded head coach, but you still control the team. The head coach can still get what he wants, and how they just basically made James Cook go away when he was gashing the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not even a Bills fan. I was pulling out my hair because I hate incompetence, and that was an incompetent decision by the entire Bills coaching staff. But who oversees it? It's Sean McDermott.
And that's all it is, Zach. In big games and big moments, and you are absolutely correct, and I've said this before, he is a good coach. But when it comes down to the big game and the big moment, he seems – I don't know what the heck happens, man. I don't know why he pulls away. Sean McDermott seems to love to run the ball. Why are we trying to push Allen every single fourth down when it's already been proven the Chiefs are guarding the left side where Allen's more comfortable and they're getting him? Why are we not using James Cook? My second point, I forget who went down. It's flipping my mind right now. But when Kerr Elam came in, I don't even know if it's pronounced that right. Elam came in.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to learn how to sell insurance or something. Like, find a new day job. Because my 2.5-year-old nephew has better footwork than him on the defensive end. It is pathetic. Every play, Xavier Worthy was separating so much space from him. And it was just disgusting to watch. Now, I'm a big Dalton Kincaid guy. I have been since he got drafted. Yesterday was the first moment I said, this guy's a bust. Like, I know I sound like I'm overreacting, but, like, and it was a very catchable ball. It wasn't the easiest catch. But you know what? When you have Superman doing everything for you, can someone just help the guy out?
100%. And you know what? I like Brandon Bean a lot, Adam. But, you know, Kincaid has not lived up to the hype. And I was a big fan of Kincaid coming out of Utah. And then also in addition to that, making a deal with the Chiefs. And I know that you had the trade with, you know, how Mahomes got there and all that stuff, right, which isn't on Bean. But you look at it years later, the fact that you trade with the Chiefs and they get Xavier Worthy and Keon Coleman, great personality. I think he could be a good wide receiver, but how Xavier Worthy just destroyed the Bills yesterday. You just can't make a deal with the Chiefs in the draft.
I saw it come. You're right. And you know what? I don't think Xavier Worthy was the player the Bills want, but you're right. You're 100% right. You cannot make a deal with the devil and let him go to the Chiefs. Brandon Bean needs to go get Josh Allen a star wide receiver. You know what, man? I picked up on that +600 Mac Hollins anytime touchdown.
So yeah.
And I had Chiefs money line for a happiness hedge. So my pockets are full and my heart is empty. But Brandon Bean, man, you cannot have a top three quarterback thrown to Mac Hollins and Curtis Samuel and a washed up Amari Cooper. And you know, I know the Cooper trade, you didn't know he was, but like, come on, man. Josh, other than Diggs, like, Josh hasn't had a star wide receiver in his career, and that's on Bean and roster construction. So I'm down for Bill Belichick. I'm down for anything at this point, man. Like,
you want to win.
And I like Sean McDermott. I like the culture, and he dug us out of the dirt with Josh Allen. But, like, man, like, I can't keep every January, I can't keep sitting down on my TV and going, we're going to lose to the Chiefs, man, because I'm just – I'm going insane. I couldn't sleep last night. Like, we've never been closer, Zach, but we've never been more further away. It is insane, man. And, you know, the part that I keep saying to myself is that, hey, at least the other 31 teams are saying the same thing I'm saying. But, like, man, like, please, Eagles, fly. Please, do it.
They got to give you some hope, Adam. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. And one thing I'll disagree with Adam is he said he was done with Sean McDermott after the 13 seconds. I thought Sean had an opportunity to redeem himself. And we've seen it, right? Last year, they lose the game in the divisional round. But this year, we're now three seasons removed from that. 2022, 2023, 2024. We've had 3 years since that. And to not get this one done, it's like I can't even say anymore. And I said it last year, but I'll say it again this year. You got to go get a coach that could win a Super Bowl. And as good as McDermott is, I don't think he's winning a Super Bowl with this group. Done a really good job, but as I keep on saying, he's reached his apex here with the Buffalo Bills. Let's go to Myrtle Beach. Tom is next up. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Tom, go ahead.
First, can I make a quick point about what I didn't call about the refereeing?
Yeah.
I remember there were a lot of plays in that game. One of the big plays for the Chiefs, there was a blatant hold call, and it wasn't called. So, but I don't want to get into that debate. That's just stupid. I do want to ask you this question. You talk about Sean McDermott. He can't get beat Patrick Mahomes. So would you think that in addition to Sean McDermott, John Harbaugh has to go? Maybe Mike Tomlin? I mean, it seems to me that you got to be careful just getting rid of coaches. It's an old saying, before you tear the fence down, remember what you put that fence up for in the first place.
Sure.
And I think I heard you say they went how many years without getting
17.
In the playoffs?
17.
Showed up? But my question, very plain and simple, do you think that the Ravens should part ways with John Harbaugh for the same reason you're saying the Bills should part ways with Sean McDermott? Because Harbaugh can't get past them either, and he's got a great quarterback as well.
Yeah, so the two things I will say. One, it's not like I just said get rid of Sean McDermott for anybody. I'm saying get rid of Sean McDermott for Bill Belichick. That's the only move that I would make. I'll answer the second part of your question. Let me explain the first part. To answer the Sean McDermott part, I would say get rid of him for Bill Belichick. Last year I said Vrabel, Pete Carroll, and Jim Harbaugh. Those guys though aren't available. In terms of John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin, I would consider it with Mike Tomlin. I'm not there yet with John Harbaugh, but Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh have done something that Sean McDermott hasn't done. That's won a Super Bowl. Those guys have won a Super Bowl in this league. So I think there's a little bit different, and they get a longer rope than what Sean McDermott gets. But I haven't been someone that has shied away from Mike Tomlin. I said I'd give him two more years. And in the next 2 years, you either got to win a playoff game or you got to get a franchise quarterback. That's what I said about Mike Tomlin at the end of the season. I'll say that again. That's the edict I would give to him. In terms of John Harbaugh, it's something you got to evaluate. There's no doubt about it, right? This year, I don't think it was a coaching issue why they lost. I don't think it was a Lamar Jackson issue why they lost. You know, I don't have too many gripes there. I have legitimate gripes yesterday with McDermott. In terms of chasing points, his defense not being able to get a stop on 3rd and 9 and at least get a Hail Mary attempt off. You know, there's a lot to be disappointed with in that game. And also, I know he's not an offensive-minded coach, but you got to get James Cook on the field more, and you got to tell Joe Brady to get him the damn ball. So, yes, John Harbaugh, I don't think he deserves a lifetime contract in Baltimore, but I want to see a few more years out of him before I'm ready to say get rid of him. And, yes, it's different when you win a Super Bowl, and why it's different, it's not apples to apples with Harbaugh and Tomlin compared to Sean McDermott. And I'm not... It's funny here. I don't know if there was a bigger fan of Sean McDermott on this planet before he got a head coaching job besides his family than me. I remember getting into debates when I lived in Philadelphia with Philadelphia media members on why Sean McDermott should have been the coach of the Eagles. Right? When they hired Doug Peterson. Now, it worked for Doug Peterson, but I wanted Sean McDermott to get the job then. And Sean McDermott is a good coach. But everyone has a limit. Just like Cal, eventually Tomlin, right, who hasn't won a playoff game since 2016, and Harbaugh can have their limit. But when you win a Super Bowl with the franchise, it gives you a longer leash. And I know that those other two guys have been around longer than McDermott, than the guy in McDermott that, guess what, has not won a Super Bowl and keeps on losing to the same team over and over and over again. And I get it. Reed and Mahomes are coach and quarterback killers. They rob you of having dreams and winning championships. Trust me, my coach and quarterback did it for 20 years. But I look at McDermott, I won't change that opinion. For Belichick and Belichick only this offseason, I would get rid of him. If not, he'll be back as the head coach. And I fully expect him, to be clear, to be back as the head coach. All righty, we'll get to Commanders and Eagles later on in the extravaganza. We'll play some audio from that game, actually, when we get on back, because we got to update some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We'll get to the news brief next. Update time first. Here's the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Alrighty, and it's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INF Sportsnet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the program. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's go to Nick Sirianni on the Jalen Hurts critics.
It's amazing how much doubt there is sometimes. I can't quite comprehend it because, you know, it doesn't look like people think it should look like. But the guy has been clutch. He's won a ton of football games. But you ran for this many yards. We don't care how we win.
Stu, I'm going to just ask you something in the moment. You know, I'm not going to hold you to it. Jalen Hurts is a top what quarterback in the NFL?
I would say top six.
Okay. First number I thought of was seven. Without sitting there and actually physically doing who are the top seven quarterbacks, just the thought is top seven. So clearly Lamar, Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen, I would say most people would put in front of Jalen Hurts. After that, I think that fifth spot's up for debate. Now, it could be Jaden Daniels, right? I've talked about Jaden Daniels being the fifth best quarterback in football. It's 1 year. Jalen Hurts has now been to two Super Bowls. I can't say it's Aaron Rodgers right now. It's not Tua Tagovailoa. It's not Justin Herbert. You know, C.J. Stroud, it's Jalen's better than him. Trevor Lawrence, Jalen's better than him. You go through this, Dak Prescott, I'd rather have Jalen and Dak Prescott. Matthew Stafford, that's a good one to debate. You know, I'd give you Matthew Stafford if you want. Not Geno Smith, not Brock Purdy, not Kyler Murray, not Jared Goff. You know, not Jordan Love, not Baker Mayfield. So I think he's anywhere, right, 5 to 7. And maybe there's only two other names you could consider putting in front of him, Jaden Daniels or Matthew Stafford. And I don't even know if you could put those two names in front of him. And also, if he wins this Super Bowl, he's got to be 5. Because if he wins this Super Bowl, he would have outplayed Mahomes in the other Super Bowl in a loss, right? He was the best player in the field in that game. And then he would be able to avenge that loss. All this guy does is win football games. But now you have to slay the final dragon. How about the Eagles? Right? The last time they won a Super Bowl, they beat Brady and Belichick. Now they could potentially beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Let's go to Jalen Hurts on his critics.
I don't play the game for stats. I don't play the game for numbers, any statistical approval from anyone else. And I understand that everyone has a preconceived notion on how they want it to look or how they expect it to look. And I've told you guys that winning and success is defined by that particular individual, and it's all relative to the person.
I know that some people may find Jalen Hurts boring, and they may not think, right, he's the greatest quarterback in the world. But you hear a lot of people go, I don't care about the stats, and you go, yeah, right. Jalen Hurts really doesn't give a rat's ass about the stats. The only stat he cares about is the win. And do you win or do you lose the game? And that's something I could appreciate. So we played this last week. The mayor of Philadelphia, Cheryl Parker, she couldn't spell Eagles. Like E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I think she spelled like E-J or E-G-L-E-S, Eagles. So she attempted to redeem herself. This is courtesy of CBS 3 Philadelphia.
Guess what I learned? Let me tell you how you spell Eagles. You want me to tell you how you spell Eagles? Can I tell you Philadelphia? Yes. S-U-P-E-R-B-O-W-L.
Can I get that one more time, please? Because it sounded like she needed some assistance when it came to bowl and Super Bowl.
Guess what I learned? Let me tell you how you spell Eagles. You want me to tell you how you spell Eagles? Can I tell you Philadelphia? Yes. S-U-P-E-R-B-O-W-L.
You know, sometimes I confuse my Y's and my W's, so maybe there was a hesitation before you got to bowl. But when you're trying to say, I'm the one that could actually spell it, and you get a little witty with it, you can't have that hesitation. This is why if you're not a sports fan and you're a politician, don't pretend to be one. Because it comes off as so phony. Not as bad as the guy in Boston. I think he's no longer with us. Mayor Menino, I believe his name was. Who used to be like Honk and Will Spoon or whatever. Oh, jeez. So, if you're just not a sports fan and you're a politician, it's okay. Let's get to Saquon Barkley. Did he imagine making the Super Bowl when he elected to sign with the Philadelphia Eagles this offseason?
Of course. That's why I came here. You know, that's one of first conversations I had with Howie. That's a conversation I had with my family. And like I said last week, came to Philly to be a part of games like this. And nothing better than a game where you can advance to the Super Bowl.
I know why the Giants got rid of him. And I understand from the football sense of it. And 2 years ago, right, when they didn't get the deal done, they were never getting the deal done. But man, that just looks horrible and more horrible by the day when you see what Saquon Barkley's now doing with the Eagles. Whether you want to justify it or not and explain it and all that stuff, it doesn't matter. It just looks bad right now. And that's going to be mentioned a ton in the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl is actually on Saquon Barkley's birthday. So that'd be a nice little birthday present if you get a shiny Lombardi. Then it's a miserable birthday if you lose. But I try to look for the positive. I always try to be positive, especially when we're still in January of the new year. All righty, let's go to Howie Long on Fox Sports. What teams wouldn't trade for Jaden Daniels right now?
I think there are five teams, if people around the league are being honest, that would not trade their quarterback right now for Jaden Daniels. Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and the Chargers. And if they win today, I think that list goes down to four.
He didn't say the Chiefs at first, and I guess, you know, Samson told me he added them later. The Chargers, I think that's debatable. And I like Herbert a lot, but Jaden Daniels' first year made a conference championship game. Justin Herbert's never won a playoff game. So I think I'd rather have Jaden Daniels than Justin Herbert right now. Let's go to Josh Allen on another loss to the Chiefs.
It's not fun. But to beat the champs, you gotta to be the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
You want to talk about a dude that just sounds dejected, and he still goes home to his now fiance. Hello, so that could cheer him up a little bit. But it's all about winning the game, as you can tell. And Josh Allen, he just looked like a sad puppy dog after that game, and I felt really bad for him. Here's Dalton Kincaid on his crucial drop. Which, man, Josh Allen was really Superman. I don't think we realized it in the moment how good of a throw it was considering the circumstances, because CBS didn't give us a good replay until, I don't know, about 45 minutes later. But here is Dalton Kincaid on his drop.
Josh made a hell of an attempt just to get the ball up there, and just sucks a lot not being able to bring it down.
Yeah, you got to catch that. I know it's not the easiest catch in the world, but when you get two hands on the football, you got to catch it. So the Cowboys did a little news dump where they just announced late, oh yeah, we're going to hire Brian Schottenheimer. And when the Cowboys do a news dump, that's how you know that the hire is not going to be met well, because the Cowboys usually encourage the criticism and they encourage all the conversation. Here is Michael Irvin on YouTube, the playmaker. He's not happy with this Dallas Cowboys.
You bring in someone that was already inside as the head coach. You lose things there that you can't grab back, that I'm worried about. And let me tell you about those things. First of all, we're losing ground on this NFC. And I know that the Dallas Cowboys right now, they don't have curfew. They don't have discipline. So how do you fix that? You go and be more disciplined? How do you do that when you're coming from inside?
Well, it's also, and this is what I don't think Michael gets, they didn't want to get rid of Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy left them at the altar. And he goes, you don't want to give me an accurate contract extension, what's fair for what I've done in this league, then I'm not going to take your 1 or 2 year contract extension. And Jerry likes someone that he could control, and Brian Schottenheimer is the ultimate coach that he could control. But what's amazing to me is he could control Kellen Moore. And I don't think Kellen Moore said thanks but no thanks to the Cowboys. I don't. So why are you rushing to hire Brian Schottenheimer? You could have got Brian Schottenheimer a week from now. It's not like college. You have to go in the recruiting cycle. You have to go in the recruiting chair. Like, you could have waited another week, 2-3 weeks to eventually make that hire of Brian Schottenheimer. No one else was hiring him to be a head coach but you guys. But you had to rush it. And I don't even like Kellen Moore as a head coach. But if you give me the options, Kellen Moore or Brian Schottenheimer, yeah, I would go Kellen Moore, because I think there's a higher ceiling than Brian Schottenheimer. So that's a head scratcher. The Cowboys know it's a head scratcher, because even the Cowboys said, yeah, we're not going to wait till Monday. Or we're not going to wait till Sunday to overtake the news cycle on Conference Championship Sunday or on Monday, the day afterwards. We're going to just bury this in the middle of the night, right as the weekend gets started, which is kind of crazy who the Cowboys are, attention whores, and they run their entire organization off drama and power. Even then, they were like, yeah, we're going to try to sell this as a good thing, but we know it's not a good thing. All righty, hour number one in the books. It is the Zach Gelb Show. on the Infinity Sports Network. Mark Schlereth is going to join us coming up 25 minutes from now. You could jump on board on our phone lines, 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. You could always give me a follow, Twitter and Instagram, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. When we come on back, Dallas Cowboys, move over as America's team. Buffalo Bills, move over as America's team. You couldn't get the job done either. The Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, the Eagles. The E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I can spell it right. They're America's team. I'll tell you why next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.